Good afternoon. A cool and dry air mass will be in place this weekend as a high pressure system spreads across the northeast. In the atmosphere above our region, we will see a shallow layer of moisture that, combined with daytime heating and cold temperatures aloft, will produce quite a bit of cumulus and stratocumulus clouds across the higher elevations, mainly north of I-9 today, and also at times in the lower elevations from the Capital Region and Mohawk Valley into southern Vermont. We can't rule out the chance for a few sprinkles across portions of the southern Adirondacks, especially this afternoon. Otherwise, everywhere else is looking mainly dry, as cloud depth remains fairly shallow. Temperatures should reach into the lower to mid-60s in the valley areas by mid to late afternoon, with mainly 50s across the higher elevations, particularly across the southern Adirondacks, where some of the high peaks may only hold between 45 to 50 degrees. North to northwest winds will increase to 5 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon, with a few gusts possibly reaching between 20 to 25 miles per hour. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stalled frontal boundary along the southeast coast will be responsible for producing a wet weekend with daily episodes of showers and thunderstorms. Rainfall could be heavy at times today, with the area most at risk for potential flash flooding stretching from the Florida Panhandle on north to the North Carolina Outer Banks. By Sunday, an upper-level low tracks into the southern Appalachians, and a moist southeasterly fetch will develop, forcing rain to develop across the region. Flash flooding is possible there on Sunday, in addition to the ongoing flood threat along the southeast coast. The upper low is forecast to become cut off over the region, keeping wet conditions and potential for flooding into the start of the upcoming week. Past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 at Brawley, California, to a low of 25 at Baraga Plains in Michigan. For those traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, sunny with a high near 74. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 70, and in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 62. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 77, while the average low is 56. The record high of 94 was set back in 1892, while the record low of 38 was set back in 1974. Today's sunrise is at 5:16 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:35 p.m. It's in a total of 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 30 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at a steady mix of sun and clouds for this afternoon, as highs reach into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon, with that highs looking to reach into the low 70s. For the night tonight, we do turn to mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down into the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at mostly sunny skies for this afternoon, as our highs reach only into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we see a slight increase in cloud cover turning to partly cloudy skies, as overnight lows drop down into low 40s and upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly sunny skies for the day today, as our highs reach into the low to mid 60s. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 40s and upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds for this afternoon as our highs reach into the mid to upper 60s. For the night tonight, we do turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, high pressure continues to remain dominant across the region, providing mostly sunny skies across the majority of the region, as our highs look to rise only slightly higher than what we are going to see today, with highs getting into the upper 60s and mid-60s in those higher elevations, and into the low 70s as you drop down into the valley regions and head further south. Monday looking sunny as well, with highs reaching closer towards the mid to upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.